3 days ago, on September 13th, I had the pleasure of attending the Poway Candidate Forum. This event featured candidates for Poway Mayor and Poway City Council sharing their platform and responding to a variety of questions. The event was sponsored by the Poway Democratic Club, and they did a fantastic job organizing everything. You can watch the entire 1.5 hour live stream on the John Riley Project YouTube channel. While the event covered many issues, such as the Poway Road development, climate change initiatives in Poway, affordable housing, VA housing, city financials, and more, I thought that nearly all of the candidates missed a golden opportunity to share their vision for Poway and to continually reinforce their vision throughout their presentation. It can be easy to get caught up in the wonkiness of specific issues and debate their finer details, but I was hoping the candidates would paint a picture and take us somewhere. I was hoping to hear their message presented with philosophical or moral underpinnings. I was hoping to have something or someone to believe in. Successful national candidates have this ability to represent much more than the bullet points of issues in their campaign. Like them or not, candidates like John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump represented so much more than the issues they espoused. They offered broad themes that put all of their positions on the issues in a context that people could understand and get behind. They were bold. They had big ideas. By sharing a vision, they exhibited leadership and gave voters a reason to believe. Voters bought into the whole package, the person, the positions, and the entire energy that surrounds the candidate. It's hard to expect much of this at the local level, but quite often when watching and listening to our local Poway candidates, I wondered who they really were, what made them tick, and what core principles drove them. Who exactly are they as a person? Where do they want to take us? What do they see Poway being in 10, 20, even 30 years? We saw glimpses of this from some of the candidates, but too often we got caught up in the weeds debating the finer details of issues. Issues like Poway Road development or EV charging stations and affordable housing, or even housing that is affordable, are important, but they can be much more than that when shared within the context of a larger vision. The founders of Poway, gentlemen like Clyde Rexroad, Bob Emery, and Bruce Tarzi, were visionaries that had a long-term plan for Poway. They wrestled control of the town from the county and helped establish Poway as a city. The Poway General Plan that they created and largely secured with Proposition FF is the result of their bold leadership. We can debate the merits of the Poway General Plan, but it was clear to me that this type of leadership, this presentation of big ideas, was not evident on the stage at the candidate forum. In Poway, it is very difficult to unseat an incumbent. Sure, we have our challenges in town, but there are no earth-shattering problems to solve. So incumbents generally have a huge advantage trying to maintain the status quo and not mess things up too much. There's merit in that. I mean, after all, Poway is a great place to live. But for a challenger to win, it will take a much greater force, energy, and personality for them to be successful. Challengers need to be bold and innovative. But even with the incumbents, I expect to hear more big ideas that will make Poway an even better place to live. I hope to see more themes as each candidate campaigns these final 2 months. It was a shame that both Mayor Steve Voss and newly elected councilperson Kaylin Frank were unable to attend. They both had family commitments, and I don't fault them for that. But so many of the issues discussed at the forum were either directly or indirectly connected to these two missing people. Both Voss and Frank would have added so much to the discussion, and it was disappointing that they were missing. There will be another candidate forum on October 3rd at Painted Rock Elementary, sponsored by the Green Valley Civic Association, but this will be a very crowded event, with City of Poway candidates and Poway School Board candidates crammed into a 2-hour agenda. Each candidate will get far too little time to share their vision or tell their story. The invitation for candidates to join me for a podcast conversation on the John Riley Project remains on the table. You will have unlimited time to tell us your personal history, share your vision for Poway, discuss the big problems you want to solve, bring forward the big ideas you want to present, and then also tell us how your campaign is going. What's working? What issues do Powegians really care about? We will share the audio and video online and give you access to the same content that you can use for your campaign. If you're interested, contact me at johnrileyproject.com or on Twitter at @JohnRileyPoway to discuss the issue further. Speaking of the Poway School Board, it was interesting to hear discussions at the forum regarding the city of Poway's finances as compared to what is happening with our school board. City Council candidates are well aware that expenses are rising faster than revenues, that special care must be taken to spend wisely and prioritize, how historically Poway has always saved money for special projects and rainy days, and has been able to balance the budget nearly every year. Meanwhile, the Poway Unified School District remains mired in structural deficits and the driving force of teacher and employee unions demanding more and more money, regardless of the financial position it puts the district in. I have often remarked that PUSD should emulate the city of Poway's financial procedures and discipline. After all, it works. This is important because spending is often a reflection of values and priorities. We clearly saw that during the Poway Candidate Forum. In the end, though, local taxpayers are bearing the burden of the decisions our elected leaders make and will have to pay the bill when things go bad. I probably don't need to remind you of the fiasco of the school district's billion-dollar bond. I look forward to hearing innovative ideas put forth by school board candidates to right the fiscal ship at PUSD. Let me make a final word about the passing of Poway legend Phil Spear. Phil was a pillar in our community and he served us so well. As the owner of the Hamburger Factory, he brought delight, nostalgia, and good food to so many families here in Poway. As our Chamber of Commerce chairman, he helped lead our Shop Poway campaign to help local businesses thrive. He made his restaurant available for community organizations to hold meetings and fundraisers. I served with Phil both on the chamber board and as a member of the city's Park and Recreation Committee. Phil was a good man of the highest character. He always reached out to me personally and had something pleasant to say. I remember very clearly his remark that as a local business person, his responsibility is to be an active member of the Chamber of Commerce and be a consistent advertiser in the local paper. Phil, you stuck to your word. In your final years, I enjoyed hearing of your summer of trips back to New Hampshire, where you would spend quality time with your family. Phil, you will be missed. I will especially miss seeing you proudly wearing your Boston Red Sox cap. You made a positive difference for Poway. Thank you, Phil.